Okay, in many different places throughout the Chumash, we have a mention of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. So in Sefer Devarim, the Torah tells us, Ki yihyeh b'cha evyon, when you will have someone in your community who is destitute, who is needy, pasoach tiftach es yad chalo, you have an obligation to open your hand and give over your money to that person. The Torah once again tells us that when giving the money, there's a very specific, a very particular way that you're supposed to do so, and the Torah says there, Lo sa'amitz es levadcha besidcha lo. Don't be nasty when you give it to him. Make sure that you show that you are appreciative of the fact that he's giving you the opportunity to perform the mitzvah of tzedakah, and therefore the Torah here not only tells us to do the act itself, but the Torah also instructs us that there's a way in which we are supposed to go about doing it as well. You look in our parsha, and we have once again the mention of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, but here it's formulated very differently. The Torah says, Ki yamuch achicha, when you have one of the Jewish people who will be in a dire circumstance, umata yado imach ve'achazakdabo, you have an obligation to be mechazik him, to help him out. Ger v'toshav v'chei imach, and you should try as much as you can to have him live amongst you once again. So the Mefarshim are trying to understand, what does this pasuk add to the whole story of giving tzedakah? Obviously, the Torah already told us we have a mitzvah to give tzedakah. And the Torah also said we have a mitzvah and we're supposed to do it in a very particular way. Lo sa'amitz as levavcha, v'lo sikpo as yadcha. What does the Torah mean to add when it says ve'echazakta bo? Explains the Chafetz Chaim as follows. In his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, which is a Sefer geared all toward issues of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's a lot there about tzedakah. So the Chafetz Chaim writes as follows. She'yishtadel b'chol ma she'yesh b'yecholto. You should try as hard as you possibly can. Lahachazik es chaveiro, shelo yismotet me'anyo. You ever watch somebody who is just falling apart from the debt that they have found themselves in? And every part of their life is not going well because they can't focus on doing anything properly because they just can't keep up with themselves. They can't catch up to the debt that they have an obligation to pay. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you should try as much as you can not only to give the person money, not only to smile and be happy while you do the mitzvah, but also, he says, we have a secondary obligation, which is lehachzik es chaveiro shelo yismotet ma'anyo, to make sure that we be mechazik the person, that he shouldn't fall apart from the terrible circumstance that he's in. Kol ish v'ish lefi inyano. Everybody has a different way of doing so, and not every recipient has the same need either. So it's not always writing out a check. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it means something very different. Ki lefa'amim ozer la'anashim ka'elu. Sometimes, says the Chafetz Chaim, the greatest way to help people like this is to go and speak to other people who can be helpful to them. So somebody has tremendous medical bills. Maybe the answer is not that you have to help pay for the bill, but maybe to introduce them to a doctor that can treat them under a different set of insurance policies, and that will be the greatest way to help them, even if you didn't contribute at all. But says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the mitzvah of ve'achazakta. It means don't always think that the mitzvah is only to give a check. Sometimes part of the mitzvah of tzedakah is to give of yourself and to offer something that the person themselves might not have understood. Va'isha misnayeg ba'ofen zeh. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a person who learns to give tzedakah not only monetarily, but a person who understands that there's a much bigger perspective of giving tzedakah, Mekayim Masha Amar HaKasa B'Tehillim, he says, you are in fulfillment of this that the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us. Ashrei, listen carefully. Ashrei means praised is the one. Maskil El Dol. Maskil means the one who has an understanding, the one who has a sensitivity to the one who is poor. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Madua lo nichtav Ashrei Nosein El Dol. Why doesn't David HaMelech say, praised is the person who takes out his checkbook and who gives money to the poor man? Isn't that what he needs? Says the Chafetz Chaim, no. Ela hapirishu, because not always does the poor man need your money. Not always does the poor man only need your check. Because he says, the person who is praised is the one who understands lehisponein bitzaris hadalu v'shifluso, somebody who can put themselves in the shoes of this unfortunate circumstance and understand how they can be helpful beyond the areas of money as well. Ula yuchal b'davar malahakim oso midalusa me'anyo. Maybe you can put him back on his feet and find him a job or find him a different doctor or help him out to get government agencies that can help him out with something that he simply was unaware that was available to him. And that, says the Chafetz Chaim, is a very critical component to the overall general mitzvah of tzedakah. In fact, if you look in the Rambam, in the 10th parak in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says there are 8 different levels of giving tzedakah. And he says there's something called matan beseser, where you give the money and the person has no idea that you're giving it. And he goes through all the different kinds of tzedakah that you can be engaged in. But he says, the greatest one that we have in that list, Hamayla Hagadola Mikula, the one that is on top of all of them is the Hamachzik Biyad Yisrael She'en Lo Moz De Machzoro. This is somebody who gives money to another Jew who simply cannot make it through the day. V'nosin Lo Moz B'matana Oblahava, and you give the money either as a gift or you give it as a loan. O Shadoig Lo Shetia Lo Parnasa Al Yedei Shemachniso Be'ezo Esik B'shutvus Chayotze Bazeh. Says the Rambam, sometimes the greatest level of tzedakah is to get a person into a position where they'll be able to make money on their own, where you can make the person feel like a mensch, when they can have an opportunity to put their lives back together, shelo yitztarech b'chlal tzedakah, that they won't need to come on to beg from other people at all. Says the Rambam, that is the highest level of tzedakah. You know, there's an organization that my father is a big supporter of in Eretz Yisrael. It's called Pa'amonim. And the reason why he was very taken by this organization, it's a bunch of volunteers, I understand. I know my brother-in-law is one of the volunteers for them. He doesn't take any money for his involvement. But what they do is they give courses to a number of responsible people who go and teach families how to put their finances back in order and how to get themselves back into a position where they can be self-sustaining. That, says the Rambam, is the highest level of tzedakah, where you offer a service to someone that is not just giving them money and continuing to perpetuate the problem that they have, that they'll have forever, but to figure out how to enter them into a situation where they will be able to take care of themselves and make a life for themselves. Says the Rambam, that is the greatest way to do it. And how do we know, the Rambam says? Because our pasuk says, "V'hechazakta bo, v'chei achicha imach." Our obligation is not only to give the tzedakah, but to make sure the person feels like a mensch, to make sure the person understands that I am trying my best to put their life back together and to be mechazik them, and to strengthen their efforts and to make sure they understand that we all care about their terrible circumstance that they are in. In the Sefer Tana Devei Eliyahu, which is a number of passages written by Eliyahu HaNavi, it says the following. Eliyahu HaNavi said, Gedola Tzedakah, Tzedakah is considered such a great mitzvah to be involved with, Shemiyom Shenivra Ha'olam Arachshav, because from the time that the world was created until now, Ha'olam Omed Al HaTzedakah. The world stands on those who give charity, those who are magnanimous individuals. V'chalanosein Tzedakah Harbe, somebody who chooses to give a lot of money to tzedakah, or a lot of themselves to tzedakah, Harezeh Meshubach. You will be praised very highly. We know that to be the case. We all say it in our davening. Now listen to a very surprising comment by the great Balatanya. Balatanya was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Balatanya has something that I believe is very fascinating. I never would have said such a thing. I think it's a very surprising comment, but it's a very interesting one. So the Balatanya says that he says today, when we're waiting for Mashiach, when we're living in the generation that we are, so the most important thing that we should be focusing our attention on is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, writes the Baal HaTanya, hey, how do I know that's true? Because he says, Chazal say, Ein Yisrael Nigalim Ela B'Tzedakah. The reason why the Jewish people will be redeemed is because they are involved in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Writes the Baal HaTanya, don't we know, we say in our davening every day, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So, how can you tell me that I should turn away my attention, even for a few minutes, from learning Torah? Isn't that the most virtuous thing to be involved in? How can you tell me that now, Be'ikvus of the Mashiach, we should be worried about Tzedakah, and we should perhaps neglect a little bit the area of Talmud Torah? Says the Baal HaTanya, again, I would never say it on my own, but it's an amazing comment that he writes. Talmud Torah that Haya Ha'ikar Ha'avoda Etzlam. When the Mishnah says, V'talmud Torah k'neged kulam, and that's what all of our attention should be focused on, that was in the days of Chazal. That was in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara. V'al kein hayu chachamim gidolim tanoim v'amaroim. That was in the days when they had a clarity of vision, a clarity of thought, when the tanoim and amaroim were around, and they were canonizing the entire Torah as we know it. But he says, today, when we don't live in that generation anymore, and we don't have that opportunity to have that clarity with all the tanoim and amaroim explaining to us what the Torah is all about, he says, I would say today, and I would dare say, says the Baal HaTanya, that the Talmud Torah k'neged kulam has to be reevaluated. And now he says, our obligation is that we have to focus our energy on chesed, on tzedakah, because that is what Chazal tell us, that be'ikvus of the Mashiach, the way the Geula will come, is through the giving of tzedakah. So as much as we try and put our attention on giving tzedakah and ve'echazak tebo and helping other people out and being balei chesed, The Gemara does warn us in Maseches Ksubos on Daf Nun that there is a limitation to the mitzvah of tzedakah. And the Gemara says, Be'usha Hiskino, which means that when the Chachamim ended up going into exile, they used to have the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. Then once the Galus happened, so they started to move around, and Usha was one of those places where the Sanhedrin met after they were leaving Yerushalayim. So when they came to Usha, they made a takana, HaMevazvez al Yevazvez Yoser Mechomesh, that a person who wants to be a Baal Chesed and a person who wants to give tzedakah should not give more than 1/5, than 20% of their assets. Why? Says the Gemara very simply, because Shemayi Anibi Itztarach Lebrius. What's going to happen? If I'm going to give away all of my money to tzedakah, I'm going to have to go begging to people to take care of myself. And the Gemara says, you don't have an expectation to give everything of yourself in order that other people should be helped. And therefore, the Gemara says, we limit it. And we say, only up to 20% of your assets, that's what should be given away. But more than that, you are not obligated to do, and you should not do, says the Gemara. We have two parshiyos in Kriya Shema that we say every day. First of all, we say, Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, that's about mitzvah sheben adam lamakom. Then we say, Ve'hayayim Shamoa. And there, we talk a little bit about mitzvah sheben adam, I'm sorry, about different kinds of mitzvahs. So let's just see in a minute. Over here, in Parshas Ve'hayim Shamoa, there's one major distinction that we find between that parsha and Parshas Ve'ahavta. In Parshas Ve'ahavta, we say, Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chal levavcha, with your heart, v'chal nafshecha, with your soul, v'chal me'odecha, with all your money. Then, all of a sudden, you come to the mitzvah, to the parsha of V'hayim Shamoa, and there's something that's conveniently left out. What does it say? B'chol levavchem, v'chal nafshechem. What happened? What happened to b'chol me'odchem? How come all of a sudden we took out the word, all of your money? What happened in the first parsha of Kriya Shema was there? How come this doesn't follow the same sequence and also write b'chol ma'odchem in the plural? Explains one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, the answer is because the first parsha in Kriya Shema is talking about your relationship with God. And there we say you have to love the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miodecha, even if it means giving up your life for Him, even if it means giving up all of your money for Him, that's what you have an obligation to do. When we talk about the mitzvah in the second parsha of Kriya Shema, which is about our mitzvahs, our actions that we're involved in, there we say, no, you don't have to spend all of your money on performing a mitzvah. You have to put your whole heart and soul into it, b'chol levavchem and b'chol nafshechem, but b'chol miyodchem is not an obligation, because here the Gemara says, ha-mevazvez al-yevazvez yoser mechomesh. You tone it down. You don't give everything you have for a mitzvah, you don't give everything you have for a tzedakah, we assume that only up to 20% is the obligation, and more than that, we don't have an obligation to do. There's a story told about the great Chacham Tzvi, that when his son-in-law was giving a hesped about him, he said that, I know my father-in-law was such a tzaddik, the Chacham Tzvi, he was so well known as a very righteous person and a great Talmud Chacham, and he said he lived out his whole life always being such a charitable person and being such a careful person, he never violated Avera Shebein Adam L'Chavera, Bein Adam L'Makom, but he said there's one Avera that my father-in-law unfortunately used to violate all the time, but that was a wonderful Avera. And that Avera was, he violated this Gemara's principle, which says you're not allowed to give more than 20% of your assets. He said, my father-in-law violated this Avera, and he used to give way more than 20% of his assets, even though it's against what the Gemara says. Because how can the Chacham Tzvi say no to someone? I know that my father tells me every year that he gives way more than 50% of his salary every year to tzedakah, because people come to meet him all day long, and they think that he has a communal fund, which he does not have, and they get angry at him when he writes a $150 check or a $500 check to them, which is, I think, a very nice check to write when you're a person who is in chinuch, like my father is. And yet, they get angry at him. Why are you only giving me $150? How can you give me $500? I expected more. And he always says that he feels so terrible when these people tell them their horrible stories and the circumstances that they're in, that he says, I know I'm doing the wrong thing, I'm giving more tzedakah than I should, but what am I supposed to do? So the Chafetz Chaim, again, in his Sefer Avas Chesed, writes one comment that I'd just like to end with. And that is the following. We have here a takana that we discussed, the Chazal say, under normal circumstances, you're not supposed to give more than 20% of your assets away to tzedakah, or for any mitzvah activity. Says the Chafetz Chaim, from the fact that Chazal went out of their way to make such a takana, and to warn us not to give more than 20% of our assets away for tzedakah, on yicholim lehisbonin, we can extrapolate from there, Kama yeshlo la'adam lachus al mamono, how careful you need to be with your money, shalo lefazer osam le'inyane hevel. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in every other area of life, I'm going to be throwing around money, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to go spend all this money on all kinds of silly things, And then all of a sudden it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, and you're going to say, oh, Chazal say 20%, that's it, I have to limit myself, I cannot give more than 20%, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you take Chazal seriously and you understand what they mean, that a person has to be careful not to give away more than 20% of their assets for the purposes of tzedakah, which is a great mitzvah and you'll get tremendous schar, certainly, says the Chafetz Chaim, we need to learn from that, that we should not be wasting money on things that are far less significant, that are far less important than the mitzvah of tzedakah. And he says, experience has taught me, writes the Chafetz Chaim, that some people like to have fancy houses, and some people like to have fancy clothing and fancy cars and all kinds of different things. And they like to live a life that is just a very grandeur, a very beautiful lifestyle. And they like to have people working in their homes and facilitating everything for them. And he says, sometimes it not only uses up all their money, but then they have to keep up with the lifestyle, so then they have to go and they have to steal from other people, and they have to cheat the government on this program, and they have to borrow money, and then they can't pay it back, and they get into all kinds of other problems. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the greatest way to save yourself is just listen to Chazal's advice, and that is, you have to do everything in moderation. And that means not only in mitzvahs do you have to be in moderation, that you can only spend up to a certain amount to perform a mitzvah, but also in the basic areas of life, we have to live in moderation, that a person has to understand not to waste that gift which the Ribbono Shel Olam gave all of us. You have to be careful that it is spent in a proper and responsible way. Otherwise, says the Chafetz Chaim, Shema ye ani v'yitzdarach lebrios. The same way by tzedakah, if you give too much, you're going to end up coming onto other people. Certainly in other aspects of our life, if we spend too much and we're not responsible, we also will have to come onto other people and we will not be able to sustain ourselves based on the standard that we built around for our family.